Hello and welcome to the Broadside Podcast. Today we're going to be doing a bit of a special episode. I'm hosting today. My name is Marvin Walder. And here we have Roman Russell in the studio today.
Hey.
Although it's not really a studio, it's a Zoom call. But anyway, what I wanted to ask you and talk about today was the Oregon Youth Career Connect and how it's one of the interesting resources that's out there for kind of like people like our age, college age, that are looking for internships or employment or are just looking to like get out there and get some experience to kind of figure out what they want to do career-wise. And so I heard that you found an internship through that. Could you tell me what your kind of experience with that was and how you actually even stumbled upon that?
Yeah, so I had heard about it through, I'd gotten a couple emails from one of the from one of the COCC teachers. And I saw an opportunity that looked kind of appealing. There was an internship at Wahoo Films, a local film company. And so I contacted them. I let them know, hey, I'm interested in this. And pretty quickly, I got an email back saying, all right, let's meet. I'll tell you how this goes down. And then we'll make sure you're good to go. So Youth Career Connect contacted me. We had a meeting. We talked about like what I was interested in, and you know why I would want to go into this. Just preparing me for like a job interview. And then their website is set up so you can. They have resources to make a professional looking resume. They have all sorts of tips and tricks for interviews and how you should look, how you should act. And it was super, super helpful and super informative. And it made me 10 times more prepared for that interview. But yeah, it was super quick, super easy, super painless. I highly recommend it for anybody looking for a job or looking for an internship.
That's really cool. Yeah, like I've heard of it previously as well. I think I met one of the people who are in charge of it just through like mutual connections. But like looking at their website, it's really cool because they have tabs for both students, employers, and educators. And they also have like you said, lists of internships. And they even have some stats here that they have about like how many students they've placed in internships. And it looks like the highest I can see is they put 31 students into internships in 2019. I think it was May 2019, it looks like. And they have some student highlights here. They have here from the interns. Like, this is really cool. It's like a very, definitely a built-up resource for people our age. And so, like, I don't know your experience about, like, kind of trying to explore career paths, but like, what do you think like is most important for like college people our age when it comes to exploring a career path? Is it something like Career Connect where it's just opportunity to go all kinds of places? Is that like what you think is most important?
I think that's a big factor. I mean, you know, we're at an age where we don't have to cement ourselves into anything yet. And so it's a good opportunity because it gives you connections so you can explore more and you can tell the people at Youth Career Connect what you're interested in. And so they can keep you up to date on internships that they think would appeal to you. So it's all about finding those things that you're interested in and trying them out. And then if you like it, you can just continue down that career path. But I think it's a really important resource just to find what you like.
I see. And it also sounds like they really work with you to help you find what you're interested in rather than just giving you a list and say, pick one, right?
Yeah. No, because they do have lists of like available internships, mm-hmm. but if they don't have anything that really fits you, like you can just talk to them about it.
That's really cool. And then kind of what's been your experience with Wahoo Films? I remember actually in the summer of 2018, I actually helped them out on a thing or two as well, just to kind of see like how they ran things and also kind of did an internship along the same lines. But it wasn't like super in depth. It was kind of me just like tagging along for a thing here and there. But like, what's your experience with Wahoo Films so far?
It's been really fun. I think it's been kind of different from like a normal job. I've gotten to help with setup and takedown for a production. I think the coolest thing I did was I got to run one of the cameras and then do one of the teleprompters.
Oh, nice.
So it's really cool kind of getting to see like behind the camera.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And so they've been really open about like, you know, giving me the experience that I want, which is more than I could have asked for.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then, a lot of the work I do is social media related. So okay. I've edited videos for Instagram. I've done a lot of work creating social media stories. Did not realize how much effort goes into those until now.
Oh yeah, like the amount of editing hours that can go into like a 1 minute video is crazy.
Oh yeah, no, social media, like the social stories, mm-hmm. At least on Instagram, have to be 10 seconds long. But we like to have little video effects inside of each of our social stories. Mm-hmm. And so that requires us to go into the video and then chop stuff apart and then create like a mini other video for the social story.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun. I've gotten a lot better at Premiere Pro.
Oh yeah, definitely. You'll learn those skills pretty quick. Have you used any After Effects as well?
I'm about to look into that.
Okay, nice, nice.
Because we're starting to try and do Instagram Reels now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been crazy learning like the wild world behind social media, especially for a film company, because all the film we put out there has to be like the best we can do.
Yeah, and it's like a much more high-tech look into that kind of world rather than like what you would just do by yourself with your phone.
Yeah, well, like some of the work I've done for The Broadside, since we're not doing too much video wise, mm-hmm. It's just editing thumbnails down and writing captions. Mm-hmm. Whereas with this, we're picking videos apart, we're like writing and then reviewing captions step by step, and so like it goes up this chain of command where like my coworker Carlene has to approve what I'm doing, and then they have to again review it at a meeting where then they can approve it there, and then just it kind of just like trickles down. So we never, like, everything we do isn't solid until the next social media meeting.
I see.
We review and redo.
And so like I bet like that has both its benefits and its drawbacks. Like I bet they're like, it is a bit of a drawback because you feel like there's a lot of bureaucracy involved kind of just to get things approved and figured out. But at the same time, do you feel like just all of that in general kind of just prepares you to work in that kind of environment and like
optimize that even? Yeah, it's weird because it's a whole new environment, mm-hmm. but it's cool to see, like, it's cool to have backup. Like, if make a mistake, that's not what's being published.
Oh, yeah, exactly, so, yeah.
Because I can assure you I've probably made a mistake or two writing captions for the Broadside social media.
Oh yeah, yeah. And it's nice to have like those other people to rely on and that like different skill set to bring to the table.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes everything seem a lot more professional and mm-hmm. come out a lot more professionally sounding. And I think it's helped me to develop at least my workplace writing to sound professional.
Okay, that's really important. And then like in terms of so like are you pursuing specifically like social media kind of like things or
I'm not looking to go into social media. Okay. I wanted to just have this experience.
Okay.
I really love the film world.
Okay, so is that more like what you're trying to go into rather?
Yeah, no, I've done a lot of theater stuff. I just recently did a lot of radio plays.
Oh, nice.
And so I thought it would be nice to get a chance to be on the production side of things for once, you know?
Yeah. And I bet that like at Wahoo Films, you can really get that kind of experience, and especially on like a larger scale, because it's easy to like try doing one thing on your own, but like having that resource available and like seeing it on like a professional level, I bet definitely helps a lot more.
Yeah. No, being able to like to see everything professionally done, like it really gives me a view into what that world's really like.
Mm-hmm. And like if it's something you're interested in.
Yeah. Like, is this something I want to explore? And it's so hectic, but it's so fun.
Totally. So, yeah, I understand that completely. With like the amount of photography and film stuff I've done, it's the exact same feeling.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really cool that like I think that's exactly what the Youth Career Connect is going for. And I think that's like exactly what a lot of people probably are looking for or need.
Yeah. No, with Youth Career Connect, I'd say there isn't a reason to not check it out. Like,
yeah, definitely. And then like, did you have to pay anything, or is it like just a completely free service for students?
No, it's completely free. I just went in for an interview, and they showed me all the resources and got me ready to go. But that's, you really don't have cool. to pay a dime.
So yeah, that also definitely also makes it appealing for students, because I know that's definitely a big concern for many. Because like, I know there's always advertisements for places like Indeed or wherever where they're like, yo, you know, give us your resume and we'll help you figure stuff out. But that's like not as personal and not as local as Youth Career Connect, which I think really is the advantage that it has.
Yeah, no, and they're so nice too. I met with Larry Holman.
Okay.
And he was super nice. He made sure that I felt comfortable and like that we were good to just work on getting me somewhere. And so it was so nice.
That's really cool. Fun. I might have to check it out myself then.
Oh, no. Absolutely.
And so, but yeah, so for anyone interested, it's called Youth Career Connect, and it's basically just focuses on, here, we can even go to the website real quick. So it says on their website, the mission is to nurture a culture of internships, ensuring the quality and increasing the number of opportunities young people have to apply their academic experiences in workplace settings. And so I think, yeah, that is just like a big thing that just isn't as advertised as it should be. Cause like, I know a lot of friends of mine who are also college age, they've looked for work, but like, they don't know where to look besides like, you know, your go-to minimum wage places. But this definitely opens up a lot more opportunity. And from what I see, a lot of the internships are paid as well, which is very nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would say it's worth it for the resume builder alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
Because I finally was able to get a solid updated resume.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I should probably look into that. That would be useful for me.
Yeah, no, I guess one of their biggest tips is you want to have a mission statement that stands out.
Mm-hmm.
So you want them to finish reading it and remember your name, basically. Okay. So yeah,
good advice.
And they've got tips on making it stand out. They've got tips on making your resume look nice and neat and point their focus to where it needs to be.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I should definitely ask them, look into that, because that'd be helpful for me as well.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that's about the main things I wanted to ask you about. Is there anything else you wanted to share about Wahoo Films or Oregon Youth Career Connect?
No, not really. I mean, it's just, if you're looking for something to do, like that's the best place to go. And yeah, I mean, you'll get paid if you do a paid internship, and you'll get school credit if not. So, I mean,
yes. Oh, you get school credit too? Okay, that's another thing I didn't even think about. That's yes, really cool.
You can, because the Wahoo Films internship, I'm getting college credit for.
Oh, I see. That's cool. So you can actually get college credit for something like that. And would that apply to like an art degree or like a general studies degree as a credit?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's really cool. it's another reason to check it out. All right. Well, if we haven't convinced whoever's listening to check it out now, I don't know what else we can do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, that's, I think, it for the episode. I think, covered Oregon Youth Career Connect very well. Those are a lot of interesting points. I'm going to have to check it out for myself as well. But yeah, so it's Oregon Youth Career Connect. And then the place you were mentioning also is Wahoo Films, a local film studio in town. But anyway, I think that is all for today. Thanks for listening, and check out the Broadside Podcast next week.